抓地铁的这个东西了。
Starting record. Okay. So, yeah, today's agenda is as we discussed for the multiple email thread. We need to discuss should we postpone the part of the PF pre-onboarding functionality to IL2 release. So that's the first topic. And the second topic is maybe it's a little bit late, but I still want to kind of get to share the feedback from the OS. So last day is status update. So that's today's agenda. So admin, do you need to share something or you need me to share something as an input?
I mean for this package pre-onboarding, right?
Yeah.
I can share. I think I prepared. Okay, but you need to stop sharing and then
okay.
I can share.
Okay.
Let me check now. Okay. Screen share. So do we have actually prepared a little bit, right? So this is more or less the status that we have today for this supporting PNF package pre-onboarding Epic, right? And we have completed pretty much everything except from this packaging security, which is in progress at the moment. Yeah. So I just had a discussion with Bogumił before our call, and the situation there is that we have at least one of these authenticity validation option already incorporated. So the case where we have three files within the package and the package is a zip file. So this is already working. This is already merged to the code. That option with two files, so where we have a certificate together with a signature in one CMS file, that is not yet working, and there are some technical troubles how to do it properly. But let's leave this for a second, and then we have two other things, right? We have this PNF validation based on Sol 001. Yes.
Yeah.
For is there a question?
It's a question for 342. Shall we postpone to auto or is still in the scope of Dublin?
I mean, the situation is like this. So for this packaging security, let me check, maybe I open it to tell quickly. So there are like two options within, okay, it's not really written properly, but maybe I will describe. So CNFV defines two options, option one and option two. We are implementing option two only, and that was agreed from the very beginning. Now, option two has two like sub options, right? So one of the sub options is already implemented, done, finished, right? So we can consider moving that part with the second sub option, means two file PNF package. We can move that to El Alto. Or we can try to solve it still in the Dublin release over the integration period, but it is as well to move this part to El Alto. So this means basic package security is there, right? We can say advanced package security needs further work.
What it means advanced security? Which part is not complete yet?
So let me see if we have some examples that maybe I will show you. Maybe I will be able to show, or maybe I even go, you know what, I'm doing it in a different way. Okay, I do not have here the links. Let me do it like this. Let me do it like this, at CNFV Sol 004. So this at CNFV standard, let me show you, in chapter number 5, which is security. So there are two options, right? Option one and option two. So we deal with option two. We are doing option two, right? And then when you go to the option two, then there are two sub options. This one, where we have a zip file with two files, Caesar and signature, including certificate, or we have three files. So this option on the right, this one, okay, I cannot really put it, but this option on the right is implemented. It's done, finished, right? We have not done yet this option on the left.
Okay,
so we are supporting this big option too, and then this right side, We do not support the left side yet. So this is what I called the advanced security or enhanced security, or we call it as well two-file signed zip package, right? So this we can either try to do in the Dublin integration timeframe, or we can move it to El Alto. Not a problem for me.
Okay, I see.
So what would be the recommendation? Shall we still keep trying to do this part? So to complete at least this option two, this big option two, like this one, right? Complete CSAR file, still in Dublin integration, and then option one should be something that we do in El Alto. Is it something that we can agree on, or we rather keep only this part on the right hand side, and even this one on the left hand side we continue in El Alto? What would be the recommendation?
I think that's a question to Victor, right? How to deal with the project?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually, in my opinion, I just want to confirm with Bogans is, when do you think you can finish this task? If 1 week, well, I think we don't need to discuss this from the Dublin release. If more than 1 week, I suggest we move to the L2 release, I think.
I can say that I think I will not finish in this week, because in the next week I've got the holiday, so this is impossible to finish this left part in this week.
Okay. So we move it to El Alto.
Yeah. Okay.
So what I can do is to create here another, let's say, item, right? Another story, right? Consider only this left part, right? So we can close the existing one and we leave the other one open for El Alto, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we say, okay, yeah, this one is finished, right? And the other one will be done.
Yeah.
So
maybe Bogans, you can leave the comment to clarify what you already done and what we plan to do. So for the transparency, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now what we have left, so what was reopened, is like this PNFD validation based on level 01. So this one, I would propose to move it to El Alto and to make it an epic, right? Because I think it might be a little bit more work if it's only the testing. Still, it might be a little bit more work to look at the validation options within this PNF descriptor, right? It is valid, like Tosca-like validation. So my proposal would be to postpone it to El Alto and elevate it or promote it to the epic level. So we have an epic, and then we create tasks or we create stories for different validations that we are doing. There are maybe 5 requirements, if I'm not wrong. I think it is mentioned as well somewhere here, where we say which validations have to be done. But okay, I think I have a list of requirements against that.
Yeah, no.
Right?
This
one we move to the epic level, and then we have this enhancement of the test on PNF package, which is the last item 343. So this one, enhancement of the test, and then from the requirements that we discussed with Zoo, it looks like, I mean, this is the complete list of the requirements that Zoo mentioned, and I checked what is supported, what is not, and what we are still missing today are those requirements covered in SDK. So I think those requirements we can cover in the task. I mean, we change it to El Alto. It's already changed to El Alto. Okay, we don't have to do it here. And then subtasks for each of these requirements, we have a different subtask and we solve it one after another in El Alto.
Okay.
So this could be the proposal.
Okay. So Bogans will take over all these requirements? Or other guys will implement this?
So, I mean, in El Alto release, right?
Yeah.
I think we should be good to implement, to continue this work and to implement them in El Alto release. I think we should be able to do it.
Okay.
Bogush, it's fine? Or do you see any blocking points here?
No. I confirm we can continue the work with these requirements in El Alto.
Those four requirements.
Okay.
All right. So to summarize this, right? So this support packaging security, Boguś will give this comment, what is already done, and I will create this dedicated item to support this two-file onboarding package, two-file onboarding zip package. This PNFD validation, we move to Elalto and we elevate it to the Epic level. It's gonna be a separate Epic. And here we continue with it in Elalto and we create subtasks for each of those requirements that have been mentioned. And this is how we deal with it.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Okay. Yeah, sure, makes sense. So, but yeah, one more thing is if we move the 341 to L2, so could you change the owner of the task? Maybe
yeah, I can yes. I can. I think we will take it on us. It will be okay. Either me or Boguś. We will discuss internally, but I can change, of course.
Okay, no problem. Maybe
and I think the same for this last one, yeah? 343, yeah. You are still there, right? So we can change to either me or Boguś.
Okay.
Can I ask a question for the 341? I don't have problem for your proposal on 343. That one is okay. But for 341, the intention when I opened this ticket was try to make sure that the validation which we have today for the VNF package is also work for PNF package. The intention of this package was not try to introduce brand new functionality. It's just make sure it works with PNF package. So my assumption is that the current validation function should support this basic task validation already. Is that right? So we don't need to do anything for this task validation. We need to do testing on it.
I mean, I am unable to comment whether those validations which have been defined for VNF descriptors, whether they are completed in the VNF SDK project. But I think still, if that is only the testing, then we will be able to, you know, have a story per requirement. And then if we figure out that something is already implemented and working, then we either put it to done with a comment that we tested it, right? Or we will have to implement if something is missing, right? So it's only, you know, matter of how we report this.
Yeah, so I don't know if Victor, can you confirm that what kind of validation function we have today with the VNF package?
Yeah,
you mean the descriptor?
Yeah, descriptor validation.
Maybe you can see the, we can go to the wiki page to what the requirements you already implemented. So I cannot summarize in one sentence, actually.
Okay, so maybe I will stop sharing and maybe you can take over, Victor, because you know exactly where that is. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I just stopped and hand over to you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so all the VNF descriptor validation is described here. So if you want to find more detail, I think Boguś know it. You can find the code and the YAML at the.
But that's a basic requirement. I'm talking about the task validation. Do you have anything on task validation?
You mean task grammar or?
Yeah, task grammar.
No, we don't have that. We don't have it.
Okay. Yeah. But we only have this testing against this VNF requirement.
Basic requirements. We don't have the test case for the task grammar or hit grammar. We don't have it.
Do you check all the node types? Because all the requirements, some of the requirements, I remember they also have the list of what is the available node type for VNF descriptor. Do we do that validation?
I think the answer is no. So, yeah. But anyway, I didn't consider the to validate the TOSA grammar before, but it's could it be a requirement or not? I'm not sure, but so you think the PMF describer should check the TOSA grammar?
Yeah, I think so, because at least in SDC onboarding, they do some basic check there.
Oh,
SDK should do the same thing.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so we don't do it today. But what we do is only the requirement that in your list. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We can plan this as a requirement for the SDK and for the auto release. I think we can plan it.
Yeah. So my recommendation to Diamond is that maybe we should take a different approach. That I would propose for the ticket 341, we just make sure that those new requirements on PFD, it works with the VFS SDK tools. And then for the like a task validation, we should keep it a separate APEC ticket for our auto. If we think that's a good requirement.
Yeah,
I think it's fine with me at least.
Yeah, I would like to keep the scope of this ticket as small as possible, because I don't want to extend it to something very big. If it's something new feature that we would like to introduce into the WinF SDK, we need to open a separate APEC ticket. That part I totally agree with you. So if you want to open a separate APEC ticket, I don't have a problem with that. But for this 341, I propose to keep the smaller scope, just to make sure the VNF onboarding works fine with this validation function, the existing validation function. It may be just testing and to identify what is not working, and then we open a new ticket for our auto to fix it. Is that okay for that?
I mean, honestly speaking, it will be pretty difficult, I have to say, to include something still in the Dublin release, right? Something like this, because I'm not really sure. I mean, at this moment, it's difficult for me to comment on specific requirements that we will have here in that validation part that go beyond or that are smaller than the Tosca grammar validation, right? Because the ones that have been referred, they are going into the grammar validation, right? Whether we use the Tosca type or node type like Tosca.nv. something, right? So there are not many requirements that are not related to these grammar things, right? I mean, I can make a check, double check, yeah? And we can include them here and maybe we can do it. I cannot commit to this at this moment, right? It's almost M4, right? Difficult for me to commit. But we can try to define which specific requirements we can test here, right?
Yeah. Well, the requirement is more in the section 5.2. I think the only different part is this manufax file and the Tosca metadata file, which you already have to take it fix that. So that part is, I think, is already in.
Yeah, that is done. That is done within other tickets in this epic. So Tosca meta and manifest is already done, right?
Yeah. The only thing we don't know is that we introduced a new node type for PNF, and those node type and data type, those things that we probably need to have a testing to make sure it works. Then I think we can close that ticket if we can do the testing.
So problem is, how can we confirm the node type it works?
We need to have a PNF descriptor and run the VNF SDK2, make sure it checks everything and it works.
Yeah. I know. So I'm just asking the what's the check? So we define a new node type for the PNF descriptor.
Right.
I just can confirm the description from the requirement is could reflect our test cases, but I cannot see it works actually. I mean, for example, if the node type is used for configuration, I cannot do the configuration in SDK currently. We just can do the kind of the I mean, maybe less than grammar check, I think. So that's what I mean is, if we want to check the node type, it works. Maybe we just can check the node type existence and the attributes. Spelling is fine. Just that.
No. I'm not asking for to check if the node type is valid. I'm just saying that the current validation function. Today, I think I would assume the WinFS DK2 has a validation function, right, today.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the current validation function works with the PNF descriptor. That's okay. I want to make sure. So I would like, if you guys can do a testing to make sure that works without any problem, then we can have this ticket closed.
Okay, and so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Then for the task validation, additional validation function, if we think that's important, we need to open a separate APEC ticket targeting our auto. That is my proposal.
Okay, so this would mean if we have in one of those PNF reference packages that we have a PNF descriptor, then we run it through the validations that we have today within VNF SDK, and if we confirm that, of course, if that PNFD is valid, right? If we confirm that VNF SDK is not showing any troubles or errors or failures, then we consider this item as closed, right? We just do a test with a reference PNFD, and then PNFD Tosca grammar validation would be a separate epic where we maybe do not put a fixed version at this moment, and we consider it for El Alto or consider for Frankfurt, something like this.
Yeah,
okay, great. Something like this we could probably do. Okay.
Okay, so I think we already covered all the epics and the tasks.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
So do you have any comments? More comments?
No, not from my side.
Bogus, do you have any concern or others?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Victor, just a quick question about this APEC ticket.
Okay.
341, this is APEC.
This is story.
Yeah, this is a story, but the APEC ticket is 337. So the question is, when we have this, the story ticket, we still have two open there, targeting our auto. So what I should do with the APEC ticket? Should I keep it open until everything is fixed? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just, once we finish the work, we can update the status, I think.
Yeah, maybe one hint would be that those fixed versions on the Epic level, we have Dublin only, probably we should add El Alto because we are planning to work in El Alto on the same Epic, right? So we'll have two fixed versions for that Epic, right?
Okay.
So that's all. So, Kanaga, do you need something to share?
Yeah, sure, Victor.
Okay, let me stop sharing.
So I'd like to share about the feedback from the ONS summit I attended this time. There was related to the CVC, there was two demo and then one tutorial and the public announcement. So demo is like the first demo was done between Vodafone, Huawei, and iConnective. So basically, it was doing the VSP compliant set as part of the VNF onboarding process. So it involves like SDC, VTP, and iConnective registry. and the demo was successfully done. So as part of that, I can actually demo the validation of the VNF based on the Vodafone operator the requirements. So the second demo was mainly driven from Huawei. So we developed one the standard platform for supporting the CVC to do the VNF the compliance check and validation. So as part of the demo, we have received some feedback. So I will share it in the upcoming slides. Okay, so there was one tutorial related to the CVC. So it was scheduled among like four people. So from LFN and I think from Vodafone and there was one CVC qualified lab. So CVC chair and vice chair were participating in that. So and suppose Victor was supposed to join that in options of Victor. So I presented from Huawei. So overall, the response from the community was very positive about the CVC. So community was feel the importance of the CVC. So both vendors and even LFM, they see it as a high priority task. So we demoed with the validation and the compliance related test cases. So whoever visited the demo booth, so they were asking whether we can do for the other testing like functional performance and even the life cycle tests. I think currently CVC is working on bringing up the MEC for the life cycle test. Okay, so some operators like CMCC and T-Mobile, they were all like shown interest to collaborate on this aspect. So one of the feedback received was, so because there was like a different testing platform of participate in the CVC. So they want to standardize the result format across so that it will be uniformly reported into the OEP portal. So the LFN also made a public announcement about the CVC. So basically they were extending the existing and the OVP program by adding integration with the third party like interoperable lab as well as our one app, the VNF the test platform. So they made the public announcement about that. So quite a good number of companies visited the booth, and also the community was interested to check whether the same kind of a platform can be used for the edge related the use cases. Also, can we use it in the CI/CD? So it's all about, and so under the VNF test platform, this we have developed, you know, right? It's part of the VNF SDK. So by using that, there were like two demos was done, like whatever we are seeing in this slide. So overall, we have received like a positive feedback about the importance of the CVC, and the like some operators showing interest to collaborate further on it. And so I can give like a quick overview on what we have done from the Huawei. So I'll directly go to the architecture. So we have developed a portal for supporting the CVC, which can support across both of NFE and the one app for the doing the required the testing across the NFEA, VNF and the PNF. So the objective of this portal was like, see, even you can download this portal and then you can use it in your own lab, even in your private lab, or you can we can use it from the cloud. Oh, okay, so that's all about like whether we can use it in the like in the private lab or from the cloud. So once you have the portal, so you can create the system under test, like we can onboard the NFA or we can onboard the VNF into this portal, and then you can select the test cases, and then you can start the test, and then you can download the results. Once the results are downloaded, you can submit to the respective portal, like one of verified portal or the OpenF verified portal, to get the badge. So earlier it was like it was in like in a silo. So this basically it helps us to connect them into one place so that we can do the testing seamlessly, and we can take it for the certification. That's all from me. Any questions?
Okay. So, yeah. I think we pretty have some good feedback about CVC from the OS. So, any questions?
Maybe one question, Damian, here. Is it going to be a part of the Dublin release, these capabilities we're looking at, or is it a plan to have something like this in El Alto? I mean, more or less like in production, right? That I can download it, create that portal, and then run my certifications, I mean, VNF certifications.
Actually, currently we have published, it's running in the cloud. So I think it can be downloaded from here, and then we can start using it. Yeah, and so we are really like looking forward to collaborate and then to contribute to the community in a long term.
Okay, understood. And this IP address which is shown, this is like available on the internet. It's not a private address, it's a public address that you can access, right?
Yeah, it's in the internet, yeah.
Okay, I will try that one. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will
you can copy this to chat. The chat. Yeah.
Okay, that's gonna help.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all for my side.
Okay, so if no more question, maybe we can go back to our next topic.
Yeah, I'll stop staring.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Kana, do you have any updates about the reference repo and the validation last week?
Yeah, I think mainly the team is working on the this vulnerability fix.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like support Bogmail on on reviewing the patches submitted for the PNF support.
Okay, so maybe you can update the vulnerabilities table if you already finished some task.
Yeah, sure. I think completed the things are in progress. I think one is completed about that bootstrap thing.
Okay.
Whenever we are completing some the vulnerability fix, then yeah, sure, I will update this page.
Okay. So because the security community is encouraged, we fix the vulnerability issue as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I also got the feedback from Callan. He is also working on using JSON to replace the JSON for the vulnerabilities. So Bogmail, I think you already submitted security code. Any other updates?
I've worked currently on security 2.5 solution, so.
Okay.
But I've got some technical issues, but I hope I will find a solution how to solve this. So.
Okay. Okay, so that's all for today's meeting. So any other topic we need to discuss?
Okay. Just ask a question for this tool that you just present, this testing tool. I see there's some requirement that the number has already been changing, that we have requirement documentations.
Oh, okay.
Is there a plan to update that?
Yeah, sure. We should update that.
Yeah. If I look at the first one, I think it's not exactly the same right now.
Okay. Maybe we can update our code first. I got it. Yeah. Thank you. I think we need to update that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, progress.